Throughout the year, college athletes work for excellence on the field or on the court, but long after the roar of the crowd fades away, college athletics is also about academics. The University of Louisiana at Monroe had high marks on the most recent Academic Progress Rate report from the NCAA. It measures the academic eligibility, retention, and graduation of student athletes. 14 of the 16 ULM athletic programs improved their already high scores from the year before. ULM Athletic Director Bobby Staub joins me now. Bobby, why does this progress reflect well on the university?
I think athletics, as some would say, being the front porch of the university, a very visible part. You know, I think it's important that we not only succeed on the field of play, but in the classroom. And I think it's, from an image standpoint for the university, I think it's very important. Not only do we obviously need to or want to graduate our student athletes, but I think we want them to excel in the classroom. And I think that's what we're seeing of late.
And I think over the last several years, we've seen an increased intentionality about that from the NCAA standpoint of being able to put some of those checks and balances in place. Would you agree with that? No?
Yeah, I think certainly with the APR that you mentioned previously, instituting that program, which started, I believe, back in 2003, there was intentionality to the academic focus of the NCAA, and so it certainly has done that. And you know, we're fortunate because ULM was able to commit the resources necessary to help us be successful in that area, and I think it's paying off.
Well, let's talk about those resources some. What is the support system for student athletes dealing with the academic counseling?
Well, when I first came here, we only had one academic counselor for 350 student athletes, and so since that time, we've able to add some counselors, and you know, they're kind of mentors, and they make sure our student athletes are on track, that they're eligible, that they're taking the right courses and that type of thing. Because unlike a regular student, our student athletes have to pass X number of hours per term to be eligible to compete on the field of play. So they've got it's a progress toward degree situation that they have to follow. And so those counselors help make sure that's being kept on track, give them the resources that they need from tutoring and the like to make sure they're successful.
What kind of resources are those counselors able to provide, especially to students who, in many cases, travel in and out throughout the semester for the sports they're taking part in?
Yeah, and the travel can be a tough thing with some sports. But, you know, right now our counselors are under the direction of Barbara McAleady, who's the director of retention. And so, you know, they monitor their travel schedules. We make sure our professors know when they're going to be out of town. They do that right at the beginning of the semester so they can make up exams or quizzes or classwork or of that nature. So, you know, we take a very proactive approach in advance to make sure we head off any potential problems. And so, you know, so I think we're making a lot of progress in that area, and it's helped us be successful.
Certainly all of this is overseen by something called the President's Athletic Task Force. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that we instituted that. Dr. Bruno instituted that about a year ago. And basically it's an outside oversight committee that I think is very very good to have. It just puts another set of eyes on what we're doing. Are we doing the right things? We're making the progress we need. And it's composed of faculty individuals as well as our faculty athletic rep, myself, our director of compliance. And so it's a pretty broad-based group. And so, again, it's just an added layer of oversight, which is healthy.
They also approved a waiver to reinstate eligibility for postseason competition for men's basketball. Can you take us a little bit through that story?
Well, in basketball, probably three or four years ago, we entered in we had some issues with retention and eligibility with our student athletes. We got to a place where we didn't really want to be honest with you, because, again, we had some – what APR does, it measures not only eligibility but retention. So you've got to hold on to these kids as well as keep them eligible. But we had some issues there, and so now we're kind of digging out of a little hole in the sport of men's basketball. And according to the penalties, if you will, that are levied against programs that fall below a certain score – you know, postseason, a ban of postseason competition is one of those penalties. Well, what they've seen over the last year or so is that we made tremendous progress in the sport of men's basketball, so they granted that waiver, so we'll be able to compete in postseason.
Looking forward to doing that in this next year, then.
Well, I hope so.
Certainly on the GPA side, it's one of the pieces of data the academic progress rate measures. Progress there as well, including a cumulative GPA of over 3.7 for women's golf.
Absolutely. And, you know, women's golf is going to be one of those sports. Certain sports are going to probably do better than others for a number of different reasons, and they certainly have excelled. But, you know, I'm proud of all our student-athletes. We're right there at a 3.0 for all our student-athletes, which is phenomenal. Our graduation, single-year federal graduation rate this past year was the highest of any school in Louisiana. So I think that we had 110 kids on our student-athlete honor roll, which is a 3.0 or better. So, you know, I think all of our athletes are doing a good job. All our teams are doing a good job, and we're heading in the right direction. You know, our graduation rate is a good bit better than the student body as a whole. Not to say we've reached the end game. We still got a lot of work to do, but I do think we're making a lot of progress.
Bobby Staub is the athletic director for the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The ULM athletic program's continuing to make strides in the NCAA's academic progress rate. Bobby, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.